guilty. And just a couple of people that are being appealed. It's an extremely expensive operation. Anybody who's a lawyer in the group knows that appeal proceedings are extremely expensive. Especially when the defendant is asking the appeal. And the question whether the treaty area, the issue for it, the area, can be appealed at the same time as the criminal conviction appeal primary. It's just a matter, pure matter of economics. And what takes precedence, the human life involved in the conviction or the tribal life, the community life involved in the treaty area. They are being appealed.
You spoke of the CIA surrounding people. If they had to be the name of the elected tribal or the state tribal council, I agree that would be, I'm trying to get the balance between the CIA itself, because the Indian representing the Secretary of Interior.
Yes.
And then sometimes you have a tribal government, and then while I'm speaking to that, I'd like to comment if you have to add that on as the issue of the traditional chief versus elected chief in such a place as either Northern New York State or over the line in Canada, the Mohawks, for example, for years, according to the New York State Indian Law and the Canadian Indian Act, have supposedly had elected chiefs.
That's a big issue. First of all, I think
we are running late, so could we make kind of as precise as possible with a few questions?
Thank you. I had lost track of the time. Elected chiefs, elected council started in 1934 with the Indian Reorganization Act of 1934, so a relatively recent. This was an outside imposed government brought up in Washington and then imposed on the tribe throughout the country. Using white man way, European way, election. It sounds fine. It looks fine on paper. In fact, this was the liberal thing at the time. Self-government by election. But the problem was this wasn't Indian. Some took to it. Some saw that they could profit. Getting the power of this way. Others did not. And so we have a split between what is called traditional people, the people for the most part that I've been talking about, who want their chiefs, I haven't found an adequate word. It's not elected, it's not appointed. It's by example, perhaps the best way to put it, the man who achieved leadership because of who or what he is, what he can accomplish. And this is in conflict, particularly on the primary preservation in South Dakota, with the BIA supporting the government. There's an analogy that may or may not get the idea. Comes to mind, and that's with Vietnam, with the Saigon government being analogous to the tribal sorry I brought it up. Don't take it too far, quick. But there is this kind of conflict going on. Several people on the private reservation have been killed in the past month in March. Three or four at least. At least one by sniper fire. And she sat in a car. There is a dangerous situation there. Because this relationship that I've been trying to talk about has not been settled, this is falling back on what may amount to civil war. To decide. The father won't decide because this is what is filling the void left by the lack of decision on the part of the court and all that. Especially a dangerous situation that you need to keep an eye on. Yes. I'm not aware of that. I know in the South Dakota case, it's subject to the approval of the Bureau of Indian Affairs. But that isn't all that simple. The Bureau of Indian Affairs, up until recently, was at odds with the elected tribal chairman. And recently kicked out. So, it's not a simple matter. It's not a simple question.
Friends, I think we're going to have to thank Gordon Harris and ask if there's any possibility, Ted, that those who are interested in pursuing this private program might meet with him or something. Any possibility of that? It's quite apparent that there are a few people who with questions, but I think we have a very crowded attendance.
I'd also like to say that I will be showing slides here in this room this evening during the supper hour, which will deal on some of these points.
Thank you very much. I appreciate your time, the time you've given me. I appreciate it very much. Thank you.
Will you be present at the time of the slides that you're showing? Will Gordon Harris be
here? I'll be here for the rest of the day.
Yes, all right. Well, then that will give another opportunity to talk to you.
And we'd like to meet many of you. Thank you.
Thank you very much.